Today, it's my monthly update from the Lincoln County Commission, and Commissioner Kent Connolly joining me live over the phone this morning. Commissioner, good morning. Thanks for your time today.
Good morning, Duke. Nice day here in Kemmer.
Yeah, not so bad either up on this end of the county. Appreciate your time as always. Commissioner, wanted to start with the Bureau of Land Management, and I'm sure you've been following this. In fact, I know you have. We've talked about it before, but last week, the BLM releasing their plan for the Rock Springs Management Plan in Sweetwater County. And not a lot of support for this, again, across the state of Wyoming. For those that maybe are just hearing about this for the first time, give us some background here on this, Commissioner, and tell us what the BLM is proposing.
BLM is proposing locking down about 800,000 to 900,000 acres in what's known as the Red Desert. But the key for the Lincoln County people is part of this plan takes in parts of Lincoln County, and we believe the decisions out of that plan will be then implemented in the Kemmer, Rock Springs, and Kemmer offices of the BLM and Pinedale. In other words, not only us, there's a nationwide effort here in Utah and Colorado that where people don't like it. But the Rock Springs RMP basically still is way too restrictive and restrictive in allowing us access to lands that we believe as commissioners, and not just us, the entire groups of commissioners and stuff that are in it, that it's restricting our use of public lands, restricting access, and that's what it does. And it uses, we believe it'll reopen the sage grouse rules, grazing rules, oil and gas rules. It is just too many. It's just, it's government overreach from our position, Duke.
And it's on, across all facets, correct? I mean, it's everything from being able to go fish at one of your favorite reservoirs or lakes, I should say, to be able to do oil and gas. I mean, it's across the whole gamut, correct?
Correct. And well, and one of the key things to it is there's areas in there that'll say you can only walk into them and you got to be out of there in 2 hours. And there will be road closures. That's all there is to it. And so, you know, we've never advocated for new roads, but we very strongly advocated to do not take our access away from public lands. I've said it before, 77% of this county is public lands between Forest Service, BLM, and state. And so the majority of our land is being controlled where we don't believe they should. That's overreach. And yeah, there isn't any facet, and I don't say this lightly, there's very few organizations that agree with this plan. That's all there is to it. The outcry in the West is huge, what this means to the entire management of federal lands. And in southern Lincoln County, what they call the checkerboard, it affects ranching community huge and how you access the national forest, access in and out of the Forest Service for us. This plan doesn't affect them per se, but all the roads to get into the Bridger Teton, like in these lower areas, you have to come across BLM. That could affect it, how they're managed and what they're done with. There's not a lot of agreement. The governor said it the best. It's still too restrictive, and that was, I believe, the governor's quote the other day when it came out.
Commissioner, so what are the next steps being discussed, both from the state and the county level? I'm sure it's a joint effort. What's going to be happening? And also, what should our listeners be doing to get involved in this?
Please do comment back to the local offices. Tell them you do not like what the plan is. Please do read it, you know, to some extent so you know what we're talking about. But don't hesitate to make comments as the public. We have a stronger word when we have the public behind us. We need public support that this isn't what we want. And the Rock Springs RMP is just the tip of the iceberg. And everybody knows it. And so involvement by them, we are part of the Coalition of Governments, which is Southwestern Wyoming Counties. We are already in the arena of looking at legal aspects. And the governor made it very, very clear, and so did the Wyoming legislature. They set aside money to take this on legally if they needed to. And the governor made it in his speech the other day, said we will be looking at legal action. And I believe that's where all of this is headed, Duke.
It's Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Connolly joining us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Commissioner, give us an update on anything else that you and the commissioner are working on in Lincoln County right now. I know there's a couple things, right? One or two?
Yeah, the forest revision plan on the Bridger Teton is critical that we need input on. We have another meeting to try to get that back on track with a collaborative, which is a group of people of all, you know, types of life that meet together. We'll be meeting the 28th, I believe it's the evening, in there on it, in a meeting there in Afton to try to go through it. And that revision plan is the one that determines how they manage the forest for the next, this one's 30 years old and they're supposed to be redone every 10 years. And so there's no listing in there how to handle ATVs or access and what camping areas what wild and scenic means. We need the public's input on that. We need participation when we go for the public meetings, and they will be coming. And by the way, so that my constituents know this, we are famous as a county for having some of the largest turnouts to these public meetings, and we hope to hold that standard in this. Get involved. This highly affects our lives, the BLM being the one, but the Forest Revision Plan of how they log, what fishing means, what backpacking means, what outfitting means in it. It's all in this package that you do. And like I say, it'll take us 2-3 years to go through this. And so if the public hasn't seen a public meeting, that's why it's just barely in its infancy getting started. And they're public meetings we're holding that they'll get into. But we get the pre-decisional set at the table to try to get things headed in the right direction. And we believe this collaborative is one of the efforts that really you have to go through to do it.
Commissioner, appreciate your time again today as we chat about what's happening across Lincoln County. Tell us more as far as the natural and the natural resources industry in Lincoln County. Things continue to be looking upward and progressing there, correct?
Correct. The taxes, sales taxes are up, which immensely helps county cities. When we had a meeting with all our mayors the other day, walking through that. And so what that means to Lincoln County right now, for example, when we're building something, it brings in sales tax, which is a one-time tax put on the sale of all the materials to build it. And those are significant numbers right now between Exxon, the Terra Power plant, and a couple other facilities down south here. But it's also anything up there. I've always said it, when they built the brewery up north up there, that helped out the sales tax for cities. And so those are direct impacts anytime sales go up. And of course, for us tourists coming through, we want them to spend money in Lincoln County buying gas, groceries and stuff like that, so it helps our tax base.
Thank you, County Commissioner Kent Conley, with us live on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Commissioner, as always, appreciate your time. Any other updates you'd like to share while we have you on the air today?
Just in the planning and zoning, a lot of concern about it everywhere in the county. And I know it's always perceived where you live that that's the most important area, but there's a huge one. We still have a backlog. We've noticed a drop in home sales, but home building really hasn't slowed down. The home sales is down, we believe, because of the interest rates. But we have got a sharp eye on what's going on development. And with a new planning director, we've increased staff to try to deal with everything that's on it. And there's the only way you can do it is get enough people to be able to handle the growth in a reasonable manner. Free enterprise will always, you know, rule the day, unfortunately, sometimes. But this is, it's a challenge for Lincoln County right now. We've got a lot of development going on, maybe different types in different places, but it all has a net effect on what your cost of housing is, what your property taxes are, and stuff like that. And so we're very aware of it. We probably spend as much time, all three of us as commissioners, reviewing that kind of stuff almost on a daily basis, quite frankly. And so that's, if you wanted to know, the development, either north or south in different forms, actually in the south is big industries. That Smoky Canyon mine affects what we do in the north. So we have businesses scattered up and down us that we try to pay attention to on a daily basis.
Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Commissioner, as always, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.